Welcome. Listen. Can you hear it? Can you hear the call to adventure? It is time to leave the ordinary world behind. Now. The Upanishads tell of the Purusha, that is the thumb-sized and shaped entity that dwells within the cave of the heart, that is always at prayer. In this context, heart means not the physical heart, but the spiritual heart, or chakra. Imagine that. Even those times when you believe that you are cut off from the ananda or bliss of existence, you are not. Practice strengthens our connection to our Purusha, our divine spark. One of my teachers once asked us to imagine that even when we are acting from lower vibrations, being impatient in traffic, for instance, even then, our inner being is right there, constantly in prayer. Be comfortable. With the eyes closed, look up. As if you're looking up almost to the hairline. Keep the eyes looking up. Be attentive as the brain waves begin to downshift away from your more ordinary way of being. Your breath is your secret superpower. Your breath is the easiest portal to other states of being. Inhale as if you're inhaling into the belly. Fill it, and then the chest. Fill it, and then imagine you could fill the head as well. But let the exhale just fall out, so all the emphasis is on the inhale. Breathe with me now. Good. Enjoy this experiment. Take a journey to the center of your chest, just in front of the spine, the spiritual heart. As I count from 10 down to 0, you are trekking closer and closer to the cave. When I count 0, you will arrive at the entrance to the cave of your heart. Let's begin. 10. Feel your intention becoming crystal clear. Feel how much you desire to transcend your everyday awareness and to know the ananda, or bliss of existence. Envision success on this journey. Nine. Notice how easy this all is. Allow yourself to know that this is not a threat to your ego structure. Personalities are useful in the ordinary world, and not so much where you are headed. You will return back to your personality later. 8. Feel an ever-increasing passion for knowing who, what you really are. 9. Why you are really here in a human suit. 7. Feel all parts of you aligning with your goal to know this part of yourself. 6. Drop into gratitude for your life. Find one thing to be grateful for. And allow yourself to marinate in that gratitude now. 45-degree angle, we come to 5. Invite wonder to the party. Wonder how much freedom exists outside of your vrittis or your habits and proclivities. 4. Know that you are teachable. Say inside, I am teachable. Teach me. 3. Feel that you have everything you need for this journey. Anything you don't have, you don't need. 2. So close now, you're almost there. 1. When I count the next number, imagine, sense, feel, taste, touch, and hear. You at the entrance to the cave of your innermost being. 0, for the highest good of all, in all of the times, in all of the realms, be here now. 9. Tune into all the data from the senses. Whatever you are experiencing is perfect, and there is no way to get this wrong. It's time. It's time to enter the cave of your innermost being that is always at bliss and always at prayer now. Notice what you taste in your mouth, what you can hear, what you feel, what you see, what you imagine. identify as your Purusha, the Atman, your inner being, you experience the totality of your essence, perhaps for the first time now. How beautiful is your life? And from this place, notice the calendar year that has just occurred. Notice. Notice how you opened to life. Notice what you did from love. Notice what actions you took from a place of alignment. How you persevered. How you utilized your wisdom. How you shared your abundance. How you danced in relationship to power. Redefined a purpose. And then redefined your purpose again. How you pursued harmony. Allowed healing. Laughed. Practiced radical forgiveness. Took risk. Were expansive. Challenged yourself. Were integrous. Trusting. Contented. Peaceful. Delighted. Creative. How beautiful you are. What is the greatest gift of the last calendar year? What downloads did you receive? What upgrades did you install? What is the most important learning from this time? What is the most surprising gift from this era? What skills did you hone and utilize? How are you more present in every moment this year than the last? How have those downloads, upgrades, learnings, skills become more refined, increased, valuable? How will you share these gifts going forward from this moment? Soon it will be time to return back with your elixir that you have earned. Back to your more everyday awareness. But what is known cannot be unknown. You will always be able to return to the cave of the heart and choose identification with your inner being. No one and no thing can ever take this away from you. The more you practice, the more easy it becomes to operate more and more and more from the place of your inner divinity. As I count up from 1 to 5, you will easily and comfortably return to an awareness that is compatible with your belief structure of what you call the everyday world. Ready? Number 1. What is known cannot be unknown. Number 2. You will always be able to return to the cave of the heart and choose identification with your inner being. Number 3. The more you practice, the more you experience the bliss of your inner being at all times. Number 4. I wonder what will be changed for you when I count the next number. Number 5. Fully awake, fully aware, now.